10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Man, once again, Chief Reefa checking in. I was called in today and I graciously and gratefully accepted the call because whenever I get an opportunity to play some music for you guys, trust me, I am going to take it. Now, I'm in the studio alone today and I'm feeling real cool, real smooth, real peaceful. So the mood that we gonna go with today is gonna be entitled Incense. So get in with me. Imagine that incense unfurling, passing a ray of sunlight, and you can see the patterns dancing across your room. You know, this set right here is gonna sound like how patchouli smells. It's gonna give you that frankincense and myrrh. You might just wrap your head up in a head wrap as you hear these songs coming through to you. This first one that I'm gonna put on, y'all, is a song that I grew up listening to. My mother had the smooth vibes that some people try to encapsulate now. She had that since the 90s. So this one right here that we have coming up is called Take Me Higher by Fertile Ground. Rock with this with me, y'all. Thank you. down here on WYXR. I hope y'all rocking with that one. I'm kind of freestyling today, but like I said, the theme of today is incense. Something that'll make you sit down, take a deep breath. Something that'll make you feel good, you know, not too heavy, not too dense. Something that you can kind of float away to. Now, I'm going to stick right around in this atmosphere of incense music, of floaty music. And I keep talking about my mama. That's because I love her to death, y'all. Matter of fact, I love her to life. Lord have mercy. Now, she put me on Fertile Ground. And this is another group that I used to hear around my house. Her and my father played it. To the point where now me and my wife are looking forward to our 40s. Because we're going to start a little duet, a little band. I'm going to, you know, play the djembe or some congos, and she going to sing with me. This is one of those groups that we get that inspiration from. This is the Kindred, the Family Soul with Where Would I Be?
I just want to ask a question. Where would I be?
y'all know anything with some humming like that, that's incense right there. That is synonymous with your bare feet on a hardwood floor, you know, in the morning time and the sun is peeking through that window, warming your feet up ever so slightly, reminding you that you are here. You are here. And we have decisions to make, y'all. How are we going to live our lives? How are we going to interpret the information coming into us? How are we going to make that into something magical, something beautiful, something life-affording? And sometimes that doesn't always mean hustle, go, produce. Sometimes that means, hey, relax. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy what is free, what has been given to you, what we can experience, what we can indulge in. So this next song is one of those songs that reminds me to just ground, relax, enjoy, ingest. I ain't got to be doing much to be doing something. This next one coming up, y'all, is Enchantress by Lonnie Liston Smith.
Thank you.
Enchantress by Lonnie Liston Smith. That one there is so smooth. It reminds me of a urban Pink Panther, like a Pink Panther with a top hat, not a top hat, something with a feather in it, slinking along, being cool as he is. Smoke unfurling all around him. Like I said, y'all, this is the incense-themed jaunt where all of the songs are kind of putting you in a mellow mood, reminding you that everything is okay. Everything feels good. In this heat, on this last day of July, shout out to July. Shout out to Leo season. I have been having a fantastic Leo season so far. So shout out to all my lions and lionesses out there. After we just played that Lonnie Liston show, shout out my lioness and the lion, you know. Gotta have that alliteration for all my poets. And this next one is something that puts me in a great mood, something that makes me rock my hips a little more than usual. I don't know what this man is saying, but sometimes that's the best because you can fill out and fill in what it is that you want to hear, what it is that you want to say in your own head and say, yeah, I think he's saying that. It's making me feel like this, even though I don't know what that man is saying. This one coming up, y'all, is Acid by Ray Barreto. I think that's how you say it. Right here on WYXR 91.7. Thank you. Yes, yes, y'all. That one, I ain't gonna lie, that one might not be incense. That one might be a little bit more fabuloso on the stove burning, you know. Now, I'm gonna stop playing. Like, my Cuban folks ain't got that Palo Santo going. I love it dearly. And we're gonna stay on this side. I don't know if we are actually on the same side, but we are gonna stay in a similar language. And this next one is a little bit more smooth. Actually, I don't know if you could get smoother than that. But when that boy came in on them Congos, I said, yeah, that man got rhythm. My hips just got to gyrating in my seat. I barely made it back to this mic, y'all. But coming up, I'm not even gonna attempt. No, I am gonna attempt. Astrid Gilberto with Agua de Berber. Right here on WYXR 91.7 with your main man, Chief Reefer. Check it out, y'all. Yes, y'all, that is it. I can feel the energy in the space. And it feels like y'all right here with me, floating in the astrals with me. Something that'll let you just lay back, close your eyes, and release the thoughts, release yourself from that occurring itch of doing. Oh, I got this coming up. Oh, I need to be doing this. Something that'll let you hop off that thought train and just hang out in the pastures for a few, hang out in the lily fields, wherever you hopping off at. Let's hop off into those fields right now and just lay back, if we can, or wherever you are, if you can ground yourself and just kind of unplug to this one right quick. This is from a suggestion of my second oldest daughter, Naja Adisa. I asked today, I said, what gives you that incense vibe? I didn't even have to describe it. My girl popped off and said, Origin of Man. She is 9 years old, y'all. This is how deep this musical genius runs in my bloodline. Just know that what is about to come through your airwaves was suggested to you by a 9-year-old. Vibe out to Origin of Man by the Budos Band. here on WYXR. Yes, y'all. Like I said, I mean, did that one not take you away? That one felt like the original incense. That was that frankincense and myrrh right there. That's that pure, what they say, uncut incense right there. Shout out to my girl for suggesting that. This next one is going to be a suggestion as well. So when you come here, Chief Reefer on WIXR, you get a collection, a smorgasbord, if you will, of musical influence and what we like, what feels good to us as a tribe. So, of course, it filters through me. It ain't coming through if I don't like it. So the next couple of ones is going to come from family. You know, when you're dealing with Chief Reef, you're going to hear from the whole tribe. This next one, y'all, comes from Wifey. The one after that is going to come from Mama. So stick around right here on WYXR 91.7 as we go through these incense tracks, the ones that make you smell the patchouli in the air. This is Synchronized Vibration by our newly crowned ancestor, Roy Ayers. Finger snaps. Yes, yes, y'all. And that's that piece. why do all spoken word artists hit us with that. Where did that start? Yeah, that's that piece, y'all. And that's me. I'm guilty of it as well. I'm not making fun. I just want to know what the origin is. Also, I have a correction to make. I am being fact-checked live, actually. So it's not Pachulia. Pachulia is a girl I went to middle school with. And it's actually Pachuli. Pachulia actually used to take her shoes off in class and rub lotion on her feet in the middle of class and used to give me the ick. Like, what are you? Never mind. Shout out to you, Pachulia. But yeah, I meant patchouli. You know, we going on the incense vibe. That one was real incense, like synchronized vibration. I don't know if y'all have ever burned incense in front of a speaker or a subwoofer, and this hit that air, that pump, and it does that little vibration, that little, yeah. Maybe it's just for my indulgers, shall I say, that notice those little things like that, those beautiful things like that in life. All right, since we going on this incense, y'all, we about in the last quarter of the show. I guess last third of the show. This next one, like I said, is from Mama Sadio. This is Breezing. You see how we getting down? See that incense in the breeze blowing? All right. This is Breezing by George Benson right here on WYXR 91.7.
Thank you.
We out here breezing with George Benson, and thank you for breezing with me, y'all. Thank you for rocking with your main man, Chief Reefer, as I conduct this vibe, this mood that we're in. This is one of those corner grins, you know, what we, you ain't really smiling, but that is just, it's just that content. Oh man, I just feel so good. And it feels like that breeze coming through on a hot day that's blessing you. You didn't pay for it and you couldn't pay for it. But Lord have mercy, are we thankful for it? Yes, we are. We're going to keep on rolling with a similar, I think they were contemporaries. George Benson and my main man, Herbie Hancock. This one coming up is in pair with that last one, because if we were breezing with George Benson, this is the butterfly in the breeze. This is Butterfly with Herbie Hancock right here on WYXR 91.7. We'll WYXR, I really appreciate you guys rocking with me. I honestly didn't expect to play that whole song, but I wouldn't be practicing what I preach if I didn't let the moment instruct me. And when I tell you, that man just kept on with that burning breath. I couldn't let it go. So just like a butterfly that Herbie Hancock was just playing about, I'm about to float on and pass it to my main man, Jim Duckworth. We just became fast friends like that. From a handshake, we bonded. Have you seen Avatar? Don't worry about it. But he's about to take it from here. Like I said, my name is Chief Reefer. You can follow me on IG.